Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 4, 14 to 21. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 4, verse 14 to 21. Then Jesus returned to Galilee filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Reports about him spread quickly through the whole region. He taught regularly in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read the scriptures. The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue looked at him intently. Then he began to speak to them. The scripture you have just heard has been fulfilled this very day. My theme for reflection is the day Jesus claimed the promise. The day Jesus claimed the promise. There is a well-known tradition in some churches where the preacher pauses dramatically before saying, "This text is about you." The congregation often sits up straighter. Today's Gospel from Luke 4, 14 to 21 gives us one of those moments, but with divine weight. When Jesus finishes reading from the scroll of Isaiah, he looks around at his hometown crowd and essentially says, "This is about me." Imagine the air leaving the room. The boy they watched grew up, the carpenter's son, is declaring himself to be the fulfillment of the ancient hopes of Israel. Jesus Christ has just emerged from 40 days of temptation, where he overcame the devil not with brute strength, but with the strength of the Spirit and the Word. Now he begins his public ministry, not with a miracle, not with a grand rally, but with a reading in the synagogue. And not just any reading, he chooses a passage filled with thunderous hope, good news to the poor, release to the captive, sight to the blind, freedom to the oppressed, and the year of the Lord's favor. This is not just poetry, it is a promise, and Jesus claims to be its fulfillment. In Luke's Gospel, the Holy Spirit is not just a background presence. The Spirit hovers, leads, feels, and sends. Jesus returns from the wilderness in the power of the Spirit, showing us that true power comes after tested obedience. As Esau Macaulay writes, the Christian story begins not with our effort, but with God's initiative and the Spirit's empowerment. That is what we see here. Jesus is not acting out of ambition or popularity. He is embodying the mission of God, shaped by the Spirit's wind and rooted in the scriptures. But notice who the good news is for: the poor, the imprisoned, the blind, and the oppressed. These are not just metaphors, they are people. People overlooked, weighed down and wounded. In Jesus' day, as in ours, such people often fall outside the spotlight of religious or political favor. But Jesus sent us them. The Spirit anoints him to bring them into focus, to proclaim that they are the very audience of God's redemption. That is what the Jubilee year, referenced shortly here, was meant to represent: a divine reset, a return to justice, freedom, and restoration. Now pause and imagine the face in the Nazareth synagogue. Some might have smiled, proud of their boy reading so well. Others might have whispered, puzzled by the boldness of his claim. But how many truly heard what he said? How many realized he was redefining what favor looks like, not exclusive blessings for the hometown crowd, but inclusion for the forgotten? And how many of us today are willing to welcome that same definition? Because here is the challenge. Jesus did not just fulfill the prophecy, he also handed it to us. His manifesto becomes our mission. His spirit is now our spirit. The gospel is not merely for comfort, it is for commission. It calls us to be bringers of good news, not just in words, but in how we treat the poor, advocate for the oppressed, and embody grace in systems that prefer privilege. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, who are the poor, blind or oppressed in your community today? And what would good news look like for them? Number two, are there ways you might be tempted to limit God's favor to people like yourself rather than extending it to all? And now our practical exercise. Today, write a short note or make a small gift to someone who may feel forgotten or excluded, someone who needs to hear and feel that they are seen and valued. Do it anonymously if possible. Let your act be a whisper of jubilee. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. As you filled Jesus with power to proclaim release, healing, and favor, fill us too. Let us not merely admire the message, but become its messengers. Show us who is waiting for your good news and give us the courage to bring it without pride, without fear, and without limit. In the name of Jesus, our Liberator and Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.